I love you.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of People's Legends Podcast. And tonight's our season finale! Woo! My name's Carrie, and tonight I'm joined by...
Hi, my name's Eli.
I'm Nisi.
Woo!
This week we watched the episode Legend, wait for it, Dairy. I'm sorry, I had to make the joke.
Of course you did.
And it was directed by Dermot Downs and written by Phil Klemmer and Mark Guggenheim.
Woohoo!
Whoop, whoop.
It, crushed it. So what did you guys think of this episode?
I got really, really mad when I started it.
No doubt.
But otherwise, it was good, but it didn't feel like a season finale. It was nothing too crazy happening, like, hey world!
Yeah.
I actually, I agree with Elias. It didn't feel like a season finale, but... My laptop almost fell down, so I'm very sorry. But it was great, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I agree. I feel like it was a good episode, but it did feel like all the other episodes. Like, it didn't have anything that was special. Like, I know that they've finished their goal and stuff, but as for, like, the big fight scenes, well, we have big fight scenes in all the other episodes, and, like, the humour, we have that in all the other episodes. Like, there was nothing standout about it where it was like, oh my god, this is an ending. But I also feel like the Hawk people just, oh, and by the way, we're not coming, see ya. Like, I know that people don't really love the Hawk people, but they got done dirty a little bit there. There was no sort of, like, oh, we're so sad to say goodbye to the people that we've just spent months saving the world with. Like, no one give a shit. They got done dirty.
Yeah.
A little bit. So what was your favourite part in the episode?
When Ray was picking up Mick and pulled his ski mask down and his nose went through one of the holes.
That was one of my questions. What mistake did Ray make when he was being Mick's getaway driver? He put his nose through his eye hole.
I had a question. It was, who visited Mick and where did they pick him up?
I like the nose and the eye hole bit. That was funny. Nisi?
I like Sarah punching Rip. Oh, it was very cool.
Oh, yeah. I like seeing the more emotional, angry emotional side of Sarah in this episode. I liked the depth that it gave her character. But there was also some really funny moments, which I enjoy. In the big fight scenes, you know, when she walks down, she being Sarah, walks down and she whips her wee thingy-majigs out and clicks them together and, like, booms them and she's ready to fight. I like that a lot. Naturally. Yeah.
And also Sarah's look at the end of the episode.
See, when... What is it that happens? Like, Mick says something to her and, like, she just looks at him like, shut the fuck up.
It was the chicken.
It was the chicken comment, yeah. So, what was your least favorite part?
The end when the chicken people leave, because I was devastated that Sarah lost her best friend.
Yeah.
And her sister at the same time.
Same episode, man. That poor woman. Nisi?
Yeah. I was confused by this whole driving the Wave Rider into the sun thing.
He was trying to save everybody, Nisi.
I know. But I know, I mean, that they didn't... He got... back.
He time jumped.
I know, but it was never at the same exact moment when he did that, when he tried to do that.
I don't know what to
when tell. When he tried to pick up Ray and Kendra and Sarah, he got there 2 years later.
Yeah, but that wasn't because the ship wasn't working or they didn't have the ability to do that. That was because the circumstances around about the ship getting broke and then only having the ability to go there. Like, she was broken at that time. And when he tries to drop them off to bring them back home, it doesn't work because Laurel's dead, I'm assuming. He says he can't take them back. And, like, thinking about, like, future episodes, like, you know, the one where they cause the massive time quake because they go back in time to stop themselves with the sphere. Sphere is a circle.
Lens.
What the fuck is wrong with me? Yeah, when they go back in time, then they go back to the exact same time. Do you know what I mean? They can do it. I'm telling you.
Yes.
They can do it. Clearly, because he done it. But, yeah. That's a fair least favorite part, though. I don't know what mine is. I like the episode. Probably the Hawk people leaving, because, like I said, they got done dirty. Because it could have been, like, everybody saying goodbye to them rather than them just leaving. Maybe they could have went for a drink and then left, you know? But never mind. It's all good. Bye, Hawk people. What was the most meaningful moment of the episode for you?
Sarah finding out that Laurel died.
I think that that was an important moment. I feel like I'm talking a lot. Somebody else talk. Niecy, what was yours?
I would have to agree with Elias. Because it's like you said earlier that it's giving her character depth. Depth. Can you say that word?
Depth.
Yes.
What? Oh my god, somebody is walking up my stairs. Oh my god. Always when we're doing stuff. Okay. I agree to a certain extent. Like, finding out that Laurel's dead is maybe not my most meaningful part. However, I think how she responded to it, so like her being so angry and then Rip having that chat with her and being like, think about the people you can save. I think that might have been something that she kept in the forefront of her mind while she moves forward over the next couple of seasons and starts to accept that she can't. Like, obviously she goes on that sort of rampage where she wants to avenge Laurel and save her by doing what she does and all that sort of stuff, not giving away the story too much, but I think it does play into the forefront of her mind when she does begin to accept that she can't save Laurel. That information from Rip might have been an important part of that. I don't know. Maybe I'm talking shit. Probably talking shit.
No, it's fine. I got what you meant.
I don't even know what I meant, so go you. Gold star for Elias. Ding.
Piss off.
I wasn't being sarcastic. Okay, I was. Elias, why don't you tell everybody about what's happening throughout December for Beeble's Legends podcast?
Yeah, as we have now concluded the first season of Legends of Tomorrow, and with that the first season of Beeble's Legends podcast, we are going to take a break over December from regular podcast episodes, but we will put out little BLP extra snippets, let's just call it that, in form of a Beeble Day calendar.
Boom.
Boom. With a lot of different types of videos in, as I said, video format on Twitter and Instagram. Piss off, Karin.
Videos in video format.
Piss off.
One of these days I am going to piss off and you guys are going to be left thinking, right, what do we do now? Yeah, good job, Elias. Why don't we shimmy on over to the quiz segment? Toot, toot.
Shimmy, shimmy, yeah, shimmy, yeah.
Knew it was coming, yep.
I don't even know if that's a real song.
I think it is. Anyways, Elias, why don't you take it away with a quiz segment?
Okay, next up we have our quiz segment where we ask each other quiz questions.
Nisi, say it louder for the people at home.
We encourage you to play along and shout those answers loud and shout those answers proud.
I think she definitely said go fuck yourself first. Mind is fine.
She did say it with her eyes.
I feel like she said it with her mouth as well, Elias. It was just really quiet because the sound went weird. She did! She did! Oh, love you too.
Okay, but let's go.
Yeah, go.
I don't have too many questions. I'm just going to go back to random questions once I'm out. Where does Kendra show up?
Oh, shit, I know this. Saint-Lô, France. Saint-Lô? Saint-Lô, France.
1944.
And when?
1944. And he said it. Yes. Teamwork, man. Teamwork makes the dream work. High five! Yes! Crushed it.
So, to which month did Rip return the team?
May.
May 2016. May. It was May, the fifth month.
Right to late.
Which month was he supposed to return the team?
January.
Boom.
January.
Boom. Go team.
Oh, it's my turn. No right.
Shit. No shit.
I realized I only had two questions and I spoiled one for myself in the beginning. So,
anyway, it's fine.
Who goes and talks to Mick and where do they do that?
Ray. In the car.
Yeah. City. Yeah.
Boom. Crushed it.
What time and year did Mick meet up with Snart?
2013.
And where?
Central City.
Yes!
Woohoo! Okay. Who does Sarah see when she goes into the Arrow Cave?
Quentin.
Her daddy.
Yeah, go team. Well done.
What color are the flowers that Sarah is putting on Laura's grave?
White.
White?
Yes.
Because she's the white canary. Duh.
How many times did Savage have got killed?
Three.
Yes.
You sound surprised. How did the Legends get in contact with the Wave Rider?
With something Ray and Stein built, but I forgot what it's called.
Yeah, but what did they do with those things?
They sent some wave.
They traced the quantum signature.
What I said.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what you said. Yeah. I'm a boy.
Who killed Savage?
It's definitely not your turn, but good job.
But it's okay. It's okay.
Oh. I'm sorry.
Sarah killed Savage. Kendra killed Rip. Savage. Well, Rip, Kendra. Kendra put the knife in.
Yeah, but Rip pushed it all the way in.
Okay.
And Mick did it, right?
Mick, yeah. Set him on fire. Elias, do you want to turn or can I go?
You can go.
What rank is the soldier that Kendra encounters in the woods?
We are not army people, bitch.
Yeah, but it's listed. He's listed in the credits.
I don't know. Lieutenant?
No. Good guess, though.
I don't watch credits. Sergeant?
Yeah, well done! Congratulations! I'm so proud.
Congratulations.
Elias?
Nisi can go. I don't have any more.
Okay. I'm just gonna skip you.
What did Stein write on when he calculated the years?
Paper? A board! A board! A white, a clear board! A see-through board! Plasticky sandwiching.
No.
I don't know then. A window.
I thought it was a board too. But it was actually the wall from the Waverider library thing.
Oh, really? That's awesome.
He just made the wall. The
that's wicked. Nice spot. Well done. How did Rip know to look for Kendra's note?
Because the object was displaced because Kendra put the note in.
Yeah, what's it called?
Temporal dysplasia?
No, that's a thing, though.
What?
Temporal dysplasia thing, that's not what they called it, though. They called it chronometric repositioning.
Yeah, sure.
I'm just making shit up now. I'm not, actually. Nisi, go.
What is H.G. Wells' nickname?
Something with M.
Something with Illy? Nope. Billy? Harry?
No.
I don't know. What is it? Tell me. Bertie!
Bertie!
Oh! I said that right before you! I got you! Here! I told you it had an alien. I knew that. Crushed it. I'm so proud of myself. What was the license plate on the Nazi truck?
Oh. 888888.
No. It does have eights in it, though. Nisi, did you get it? You guys should know by now this is the kind of question I ask.
Yes.
It was WH-18871.
Right. Go. You answered your own question. Congratulations.
I am a winner. Nisi, go.
I don't have any more.
Okay, I got one more then. I'll go with it. What years are Earth and Thanagar aligned? What 3 years?
1944, 1957, and 1978. Fuck.
Excuse me?
What years are Earth and Thanagar? Thanagar? Thanagar. Am I saying that right? Aligned.
1977 and 2021.
There's 3 years, my love.
98.
No.
1700 BC?
Okay, no. I'm pretty sure that the answers are 1958 when they are...
Yeah, that's one I said.
Crazy chicken people. 1975.
Okay, I said 78. God dang it.
And 2021.
Fuck!
One letter. Oh, I said 1977.
That's all the questions that I have. However, the lovely Nisi here is going to let everybody know how you can stay in contact with us.
Yes. Well.
Oh, you're so good.
You can always DM us on Instagram, where we are Bebo's Legends Podcast. And on Twitter, we are...
Bebo's Legends.
Crushed it!
Exactly.
Boom! Your face, see when I said it was going to be you, your face said, I hate you, but your mouth smiled, so that's lovely. Those were words. That made sense in my head, but I don't feel like it did when I spoke it.
your mind now.
let's slide on over to the Who Said It segment, where we take turns saying a quote and the rest of the team try to guess who said that quote. And we encourage you to play along at home, no matter where you are. If you're in the bath, if you're in the shower, don't have your phone. If you are eating your dinner or just chilling out on the couch, we think you should shout those answers loud, and you should
shout them proud.
Boom. Elias, take it away.
Maybe he wanted this.
Maybe it's Maybelline.
I even did an impression that I think wasn't too bad.
Ray?
Yes!
Piss off.
I never liked that guy.
Mick?
Yes.
Good to know nothing's changed in 5 months.
Sarah.
Yeah.
Oh, my turn. Since when did you become such a history buff?
Clarissa?
Yeah.
Yes.
What are you doing with your hands?
I feel like that's something we would say.
Mick.
You.
Yeah, it was Mick.
I think I'm gonna be sick. Elias, are you colouring in right now?
What?
The noise of your pencil is giving heebie-jeebies.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, think I'm gonna be sick.
I think I'm gonna be sick. Oh, Mick!
You're welcome. Yes, congratulations.
I have to adjust my mic real quick. Got it? Actually, guys, I think it just worked.
Jax?
Yes.
I didn't know that one. I don't even remember
him. Wie wird dich oder erschossen?
The Nazi commander! It's always so funny to me when Americans are playing Nazis and just pronounce shit so wrong.
Walk a little bit quieter. Sorry, guys. Just apprehending my stair climber. Oh, come on! Why would you say something like that? You should be afraid.
Sarah.
Yeah. See when she said that? See when she was sad, guys? Her eyes were so beautiful.
Yes.
Like, so blue.
Yes, okay. I think we might meet a Nazi.
Stein.
Stein.
Yes.
I'm glad we're past the point of worrying about the timeline.
Sarah.
Yes.
I'm going to kill you.
And your mama? Oh, wait, wrong segment. Wrong segment.
No.
Fuck.
Rape? Savage? Kendra?
Oh, for everyone at home, I'm shaking my head. Sorry, that's not helpful to the podcast.
Dara?
No.
Mick?
No.
Rip? No. Ray?
No.
Mick?
No.
Carter?
Yes.
What?
He says it when he comes out of the stasis and he's strapped down and Savage is in his face and he's like, I know you. I'm going to kill you.
Ah.
Good job, guys.
If my math is correct, and trust me, it is.
Nine.
Nine. A time master is never late.
Sarah.
Yes.
Please try very hard not to kill me.
Rip.
Rip.
Mmm, well done.
I'm out of. Just saying.
Me too.
Okay, I've got more. This one made me really sad, by the way, guys. We're on our way, Gideon.
Sarah. It made me
so
too.
It made me so bad. Is he still nuts?
Checks?
Yeah. The third time's the charm.
Stein!
Yeah. It's been a pleasure, Captain.
Carter?
No.
Stein? Jax?
No.
Sarah?
No.
Ray?
Yes. Good job, good job. I've got a couple more. 1 second. Sorry, I had technical difficulties. Oh my god, this is an intervention.
Stein.
Stein.
Yep. I give it 3 months, tops.
Mick.
Yes! If you do, you're all dead.
Rex Tyler.
Yes! Well done, Nisi.
Yeah, true.
So, I'm going to take this moment to let everybody know that we have got an amazing Redbubble store, which you can get the link for in the bio of our social media pages, which we mentioned previously. We have got t-shirts, mugs, phone covers, pillows, lots of things. You can get everything and anything with our own unique designs on it. And hopefully throughout the month of December, we're going to get some more stuff up on there, including our coveted put it on a t-shirt quotes. Yay! Woohoo, Redbubble! Let's skip on over to the finish the quote segment. What happens in this segment, Nisi?
We say quotes like we did in the last segment, but with the difference that we have to finish them like the rest of the team.
Yay! Good job, Nisi. I'm so proud of you. Elias, take it away.
Son of a bitch never did... Sorry. Son of a bitch did never do
that.
No.
Son of a bitch did never do. Bitch did never do. Son of a bitch did never do. I don't know. I don't know that one. It's not going to come to me.
Nisi?
No.
Son of a bitch did never do anything without a plan.
Oh, yes, of course.
I guess I've developed.
There's so many things I could say right now. However, I'm just going to go with I'm not sure. Elias?
No idea.
Nothing.
Okay. I guess I've developed a passion for it recently.
Who said that?
Stein, about history.
Oh, of course he did. We've lost Savage before.
We will lose him again, find him again.
Yeah, well done. Elias.
I will be...
Nisi.
Nisi!
It was so quiet again. Always when it's quiet, I think that I messed up.
It was Elias that messed up this time, but then you took the messing up all on your own self by messing up again. More, with, alongside.
You've had You've had 4,000 years to do so.
But you haven't done it.
No. Did you hear the disappointment in my voice?
A little bit, yeah, a little bit. I mean, it was Savage that said it, but I don't know what you said.
Nisi, you want to take a guess?
I know what you're saying.
You've had 4,000 years to do so without success.
That's basically what I said. But it's basically what I said.
No.
Mean. Piss off.
You get half a point.
Thank you.
No.
You're mean.
I will be.
I will be. I will be. I will be. Back.
We're not in an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie, yeah?
I will be. I don't know. I will be wrong if I guess this answer.
Elias.
Nope, no idea.
Guys, we're sucking it.
I will be your god.
Yes, he did say that. Yes. I remember. I'm sorry, my love. Tumbleweed.
I'm sorry, my love.
Savage said it.
Yeah, that I know, but I don't know what he said.
He said, I'm sorry, my love. Huh?
But this isn't over yet?
Oh, I'm gonna give you that. This game is not over yet, but I'm giving you that because it's so close. Good job.
Thank you.
Proud of you. Elias.
Right. Captain, I have...
Captain, I have brought a dog on board and it's turned into a hellhound.
No.
I don't know. Captain, I have.
No idea.
Captain, I have. Did Gideon say it?
Yes.
Captain, I have.
No idea.
I don't know.
Captain, I have no idea.
Captain, I have surveillance footage which might be relevant.
Oh, yes. Yes.
Right. We got a...
problem.
Bone to pick. Why now are you pulling on my dick?
Oh my god.
Excuse me?
I was quoting Heathers.
You literally spend the entire episode drawing in your pictures and then all of a sudden you hit out with that. I don't know the quote, Nisi, but I feel like Elias wins.
We got a nuclear bomb here.
Oh my god, nuclear! Did you guys
nuclear.
See that?
Nuclear! Yes!
Yes, here again!
That's why I need to write it down, because it was so hilarious.
Jeez, every time I hear it, I just want to grab her and be like, nuclear! But I can't, so maybe we should tweet her. Okay, this one's not a finished the quote because it's not all said by the same person. However, it's said by two people.
Is it a finished the conversation again?
Yes. Go ahead, say it.
Astonishing!
Boom! Boom. congratulations, it's your turn.
Right. I'm out of quotes.
Nisi?
Can't even read my own handwriting. Okay. Oh, man.
You got my boots wet. That was my next one. That's so good. I sent you that one, so I should have known. Oh, man, you got my boots wet. Every time they do that...
I get hungry for chicken. That was my next one.
Oh, so good. Do you have any more?
No, that was my last one.
Oh. Should have been.
Should have been.
I'll tell you, it went like, you could have been killed, and then it goes, should have been.
Oh, should have been. Should have been. Because you're a moron.
Yes! Well done! Got you. I think that's me. Oh, time will remain intact.
This world, not so much.
Boom. Crushed it. Okay. That was the finish the quote segment, guys. Well done, everybody. I feel like we sucked a little bit at the beginning, but we really found our pace towards the end. Congratulations. I have a would you rather question coming up next, which you will be able to answer on social media if you please. It will be up as a poll and you can just vote. It's fun. So, would you rather have to live in a house with 5 million cockroaches or 5 million flies?
Me?
Neither. I'm terrified of insects. I'd just kill myself.
You have to pick one. There's not a third option. You have to pick. Would you rather?
I don't have to do anything except for die.
You have to pick.
No, I refuse to.
You have to pick the house. And what you do once you're in it, if you want to kill yourself after that, that's your choice. But which house?
Then with the cockroaches, because then I won't be around for long.
Nisi?
I don't know. I don't like anything that... somewhere going.
Wow, that was great English. Well done.
I know. I think I'm going, I don't know with what I'm going. This is a very hard question.
Season finale, guys. Had to be tough.
Why does this have to be so gross?
Just pick one.
Okay, I'm gonna go with the cockroaches. They're gonna kill me.
I think I would choose cockroaches as well, because then at least you could speak without stuff going in your mouth. The flies, you know, they would just be... Not good. Are you okay?
That reminds me of Helena from Orphan Black when she talks to this cockroach.
It is a scorpion, honey.
Whatever. It's a thing that is going around somewhere.
Okay.
On the ground.
A bug? A critter?
A scorpion isn't a bug. It's a spider-like animal.
Which is a bug, okay?
No, oh god.
It fucking is, okay. All right. Next up is our hypothetical fight segment. There's our theme song. You're welcome. Insert fight noises. And this is where we take two characters and we discuss what would happen if they got in a fight with each other, and then decide who we think would be the winner. And then we also put this up on social media as a poll where you can vote. And if I remember, I also put up a bit where you can tell us why you think that. So, now that we know what's going to happen, the fight this week is between Slade Wilson, a.k.a. Deathstroke, and Wade Wilson, a.k.a. Deadpool.
I looked it up because I didn't know who Wade Wilson was, and I have to say Wade Wilson would win without question because he's fucking immortal.
I mean, yeah.
Slade would break his neck, and 5 minutes later, Wade would be standing again, being like, oh, that should have hurt?
No, no, no. So Deadpool doesn't work that way. So, like, they're both mercenaries. They were both in, like, the special forces. They both have strong fighting skills. Slade has... You take him at his Mirakuru stage, you know, he's gonna stand up well in a fight. He can take a few cuts and shots and punches and whatnot. But with Deadpool, right, my theory is... So, like, in Deadpool the movie, he gets his arm cut off or his hand cut off, and then he, after, like, a few hours, he's grown, like, a baby hand that then grows into a big hand. So, like, if you chop off his head will simply grow a new body. However, it'll start off as a baby's body and then quickly grow into a fully grown man's body. So my theory is, right, Slade Wilson chops off his head or chops off his limbs or whatever, and then as he's growing, just does it again because he's the size of a baby. Like, baby can't fight, baby can't swing a sword, baby can't shoot a gun, baby's got tiny hands. So he just, it would literally be a stalemate because Slade Wilson could just kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him, kill him. Do you know what I mean?
Still, Deadpool, because Slade Wilson will get tired at one point or another.
Not with the Mirakuru in him. Remember they said in Arrow that he swam to the point where the ocean had cut his skin down to the bone and he still kept swimming?
Okay, okay, fair enough.
You don't have to agree with me, I'm just fighting my point, you know, it's supposed to be a debate. But my theory is stalemate, and that's why. What do you guys think? What's your final answer?
Well, I'm still going with Wade Wilson, because you took the version of Slade you wanted to take, so I'm going to take the version of Deadpool I want to take, and that's from that one Deadpool video game where he literally is so annoyed by the player that he snaps his neck and stands up 5 seconds later.
Fair.
I picked Slade Wilson.
Do you have a reason?
Well, I know him.
You're so cute.
And this Mirakuru stuff is very scary.
Fair. I feel like that would be a really good fight to watch because Deadpool is so funny and so, like...
sassy?
Yeah, he's sassy, but in, like, the worst way. Like, I feel like Slade would have be taken none of it. Like, he would be so angry and it would just get him angrier and angrier, and that would feed Deadpool's humour. I also thought it was really funny that the DC and Marvel mercenaries that are technically, like, opposites to each other are Slade Wilson and Wade Wilson. That's funny to me.
Yeah, agreed. It's funny.
Anyway, now that we've discussed our hypothetical fight segment, usually in the podcast, this would be where, sorry about the paper, this would be where we say goodnight or we read some comments from people from throughout the week. However, because this is our season finale, woo, we are going to do a season one roundup. Fun times. And I did prepare you for this by sending you my handwriting questions earlier. So, finish the sentence. Season one was...
the worst of the five seasons.
Sometimes a little dry when you know what the show has become, but okay.
My answer was just good. So, good job, Nisi. That was a really in-depth answer. Season one was fun, but boring at times. I wish season one had...
I'm sorry. More gayness.
More gayness.
Yes.
Is that your answer?
I wrote down the exactly the same because I wrote down, I wish season one had Sarah and Laura, all Evelyns, so Ava could cuddle her after those news.
Oh my god, that's so sweet. I wish season one had more humor. The thing that I will miss most, no, I wish season one didn't have. Sorry, my bad.
That repetitivity, is that a word?
Repetitiveness?
Repetitiveness, thanks.
Repetition? I don't fucking know. Things are the same all the time. What about you, Niecy? I wish season one didn't have.
Didn't have. To take so long to take the bad guy down?
I wish season one didn't have the same thing happening in each episode. So kind of the same as
basically one. What I said.
Yeah. I don't know if you remember, but a few podcast episodes ago I said that they do the same thing. They have a plan, Rip splits the team up, they go and do the plan, Rip realizes he shouldn't split the team up, the team gets together and they execute the plan. I sound like Leonard Snart, however you get where I'm going with this. It's the same thing every episode. The thing I will miss most about season one is
The old canary suit.
The new canary,
because I think she changes it. When does she change it? Season two? Okay. Is that possible?
I don't know, but it's hot, so.
Yeah, I like the old one better than the new one.
Niecy? Things I will miss about season one?
Is the nurse.
Agreed.
And Sarah punching Rip.
I'm pretty sure she does that at some point. The thing I will miss most about season one is Kendra and Sarah's friendship. Sad eyes. My favorite episode of season one was
The one of the nurse, which one was it? The mutant chicken people.
I don't remember what it was called.
Before, yeah, Night of the Hawk.
How did I know that? What the fuck? Niecy?
I'm confused.
What was your favorite episode of season one?
I know that, but I wrote down Harmony Falls.
That
is the episode with the nurse.
Is that what the episode is called, though?
That is possible.
I think it is.
That might be what it's called. I might be wrong. Night of the Hawk might be something completely different. And I'm just making shit up. Let's look. I'm checking. The team arrives in Oregon, 1958, to investigate a series of murders tied to Vandal Savage. I can't read it all because my phone's in portrait mode. They infiltrate a mental institution. Sarah discovers Savage is a psychiatrist there under another name. Blah, 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 blah. Jax is attacked by a humanoid bird. The team decides to go after Savage at the institution. Kendra fails to kill Savage. Blah, 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 blah. That episode?
Yes.
Night of the Hawk.
Okay.
Sorry, that was really rude of me. My favorite episode was Do You Know It?
I know why I wrote down Harmony Falls. It's called Harmony Falls in German.
Oh, okay, fair enough. My favorite episode was The Magnificent Eight.
I just wanted to say the second Wild West episode. No, it was the first.
It was the first.
Was the first, the second one is in season three, exactly.
Okay. Last one of these. My favorite character in season one was
Stide.
Sarah Leeds.
Sarah as well, yeah. But I feel like that was a guessable thing for me and you. Okay, so we're going to do a shout-out segment, guys. I've got a list of people here that we're going to give some shout-outs to, and then we've got some questions and comments to mention in this segment also. So I'm going to start, I'm just going to fire out these names really quickly. We've got underscore Jasmine underscore Arrow underscore Wally LMAO, BLP underscore Best Podcast, Beebles Legends Podcast Fans, Arrowverse underscore Multiverse, SR Olivares 92, Luna's Play, Vancouver underscore Girl underscore Store, Doogie underscore Hauser 412. Thank you guys for sending in so many comments.
Thank you.
So we're going to start with something. What I asked people what they thought of season one of Legends of Tomorrow, or what they thought of the finale in particular. Someone said when Leonard died, it was heartbreaking, but that didn't happen in the finale, so I feel like that person's just confused, but that's okay. somebody else said, I personally loved it. BLP underscore best podcast said, I have to rewatch it first. That's fair, that's what we have to do as well. Beebles Legends podcast fans said, in the words of Stein, it was astonishing. Arrowverse underscore multiverse said, the Legends succeeded their mission and they became a real team. I think it's a good ending. And Luna's Play said, also men, but I feel like you meant awesome, and it just got a bit muddled up, which is fine. I then asked something else. Oh, if anybody had any questions for us, I asked stuff. This is what I got. I should have wrote down the questions instead of just writing down the questions that was given as answers to the question. You guys are such a blessing. I want you to know that you mean so much to us and you have a fandom. Comments. Thank you for saying that we're a blessing. You mean so much to us as well.
Yes.
Listening to your podcast is the only place where I feel safe and happy during this mess, so thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you.
We're glad you're enjoying it. And we're happy that we can be a bit of a safe space to some of you out there.
And if you're needing somebody to talk to, we're here for you. Carrie and Nisi... This is a good typo, guys. Carrie and Nisi, you watch Grey's, right? Have you watched the new episodes? However, it says geese, and that's amazing. So let's all love on that. I have not watched the new episodes. I know what happens, though.
Same, but because I also kind of watch it, guys.
Well, we all like Grey's Anatomy. However, I've not actually sat down and watched season 15 yet, because it's not actually came out over here. But I do know what happens.
I would.
Of course you did.
My Twitter timeline after the first episode, no, after the second episode aired, was full of Meredith face planting on a beach.
I saw a meme of lots of people on the beach, and one of the people that was on the beach was Arizona's leg. And it really made me laugh.
Are you okay?
So funny. How are you guys holding up? You guys are my only joy during this lockdown. I swear I love you so much. Love you too. I'm doing okay. My country just went back into level 4 lockdown yesterday, but so far so good.
Yeah, we've been in this lockdown for a week now. Is that a good guess? That's a good guess. And yeah, it's tough. School is shit online. Some people can't work. I just want all of this to end so I can go to the theater again because I'm depressed.
Same. I just want, same as Elias, to all of this to end and to go to work again. And what I realized is that in my new workplace, which I've been in since July, I have no memories of working without a mask because since I worked there, I always worked with a mask. So I would like to make some memories without one.
feel that. How do you feel knowing that you've made it to the end of season one? Because we have.
Proud.
Astonishing.
It is astonishing. I'm proud of us. I feel like when we first started, we were kind of saying things like, we'll put a couple of episodes out, we'll see what happens. And now we more talk about, we've got like 70 more episodes to do. Yay! Like, I feel really proud of us. I feel proud that we've stuck it out because it's been hard sometimes to pull myself from whatever pit I am lying in to sit here and watch the episode and commit myself to it. So I'm really proud of us.
Same.
Yeah. Me too.
What has been the best part of making season one?
Getting to meet Kari and being such good friends with her that she sat with me through a lot of shit, and I did with her, and we've all been through it together. We had mental breakdowns. Yeah. Because I knew Nisi already, so, but we also got a bit closer through all of that. So that was also a really, really good part about season one.
That I get to see that I got to make a new best friend, and I got to see my already best friend almost every day since during lockdown.
Yeah, it's true. We've basically been on FaceTime every day.
When I jumped on this, I just thought, yeah, that sounds like a fun idea, and now I have this. And it's amazing. It's astonishing.
Yeah. I might be cheesy here. This might get cheesy because I'm still sick with the stomach flu. So bear it with, guys. I feel like I might be the luckiest out of all of us because I got two new friends. I feel like we're like a family now. Like, we're this strange family of the oldest person being me is like a child with the crazy best friend brother, and then Nisi's like the mum who just frowns at us all the time when we say stuff we're not supposed to. that's mind-boggling. But yeah, no, I feel like we've got these great friends now, but like we're like a family. It's someone that strangely that even though we're hundreds of miles away from each other, that you can rely on at the drop of a hat. Hey, Elias, we need your help and only you can help us. Surprise!
That still feels not real. Maybe I should go into that because people will be confused.
Carry on, it's your story, you tell it.
So I had a pretty serious, let's call it serious, alcohol problem since the beginning of lockdown. I was basically drunk every day. And then when I watched Legends of Tomorrow and then later Arrow, I fell in love with Laura Lance, and her alcoholism being taken seriously was one of the reasons I realized I had a problem myself, because if you, every time Laura drinks and you're like a mood, you know you're having a problem. And I told the two of them of that, Jesus, I can't talk anymore. And how much I actually wanted to tell that to Katie Cassidy. And half an hour before the one-on-one started for the Speedy Comic Con, I get a video call from them and they go, Elias, we have a problem and only you can solve it. You have to get ready because in half an hour you'll be talking to Katie Cassidy. Let me tell ya, I was done for the rest of the day.
I mean, the part of that you weren't there for was me texting me, there's only one left. Are we going to do this? Are we going to do this? And she was like, yes. And then me running through my house, throwing children and animals and husbands out of husbands, I say, like I've got multiple husbands out of the way because I couldn't find my bank card. So it's like, everybody move! We have got minutes before this sells out. Everybody stop what you're doing. I need this right now. And collectively, we pulled through and we got the last one on the website. So yeah, we've been there for things like that for each other, and I have listened to so many sad songs. I am sitting on a punching bag in my bedroom crying moments because that happened.
Yes.
And then obviously Nisi jumped on the listen to sad songs till you're crying bandwagon as well.
And I was in a video chat with Kari trying, texting Nisi, making sure she's okay as well. And then I fell asleep in front of video chat two times while I was drunk.
I think I'm the only one who hasn't fell asleep on a video call with you guys, you know. Because Nisi did it the other day too.
Yes, I was very tired. But in my defense, I didn't sleep the whole day and I went to work without sleep. So I was working 9 hours without sleep and then jumped on the podcast. So like all happening without the break or something.
It wasn't even a podcast episode, which makes it okay because it's not like we were recording. It was literally that 2 hour long planning meeting that we had. And you don't have to defend yourself. It's perfectly acceptable. We think it's fine. So those are some of our favourite parts. What's next for Babel's Legends podcast after season one? Will you keep going? Yes. I will. Will you guys? Yes. Please tell me you guys are saying yes.
No, Captain. We, after Killing Savage, we just want to start over. New.
Every time he does that, I think of chicken.
Well, actually, a few people call me chicken, like the baby form of chicken, because I'm so tiny.
Aw, little chicky. Nom nom.
Excuse me.
Anyways, yes, the plan is to keep going. I'm not going to sit here and promise that we're going to get through to season six. However, it's my hope that we do. And I'm sure we'll look back on this episode when we do get to season six and think, isn't it so funny that we didn't think we'd make it? But I hope we'd. How are you? I'm good. How are you?
I'm depressed over Laurel Lands.
I'm okay.
And last one from this set. What's on your Christmas wish list?
All I want for Christmas is you.
Actually, it might sound a bit weird, but did they open the, what's it called? You know, that they open Slovenia.
The borders?
Yes, right. That's what I'm looking for. That they open the borders for Slovenia so I can see my godson.
That's sweet. I just want to be able to spend that with my family, my friends. And I think that I'm getting tickets to come to Austria, so yeah, so that's me. I'm happy after that. Earlier today I asked people, I can't see this, it's really small, what did you not like about the season one finale? I liked it from what I remember but the Legends are usually a good team in fights, but they split up. Okay, awesome. Cool. What was the next one? What would you change about the season one finale? The death of Leonard Snart. He did not die in the season one finale, but cool. Make it longer with more humorous moments. I would do that too. What character would you add to the finale. I feel like we said that. No, did we? Did we do that? No, we didn't. What character would you guys add to season one if you could?
Eva?
I think Nora.
That's hilarious because so far the answers were Ava, but a different Ava, not our beloved clone Ava. Okay, lots of Ava in that sentence, but okay. And then Ava or Nora, and someone else said Leonard Snart. That's cool. I would say Ava as well, but the idea about having a different Ava, that would be cool. Think about that, guys.
Would be cool, actually, yeah.
That would be
yeah, awesome. But as the Riddler.
Oh my god, yes! You're a genius.
No, it was Chess McCallan's idea, so Chess McCallan is a genius.
Chess McCallan wanted to play the Riddler, but having Ava clone as the Riddler, that's a genius idea.
Yeah, no, that was her second plan, how to get to play the Riddler.
That's so good, she's so smart. Guys, this
I think it was at the DC dome.
Did you thing. Just doink your microphone with your pencil?
It was not. This was not purpose.
Okay. All right. I got some questions, guys. Are you in a relationship?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. With my multiple husbands.
One of which am I?
Yeah, of course. Nisi, you can be my other husband.
Dang.
Do you have any pets?
Yes, I have a white Maltese. Those are little white fluffy doggos. Whose name is Loki.
Aww.
I have a cat named Jimmy.
Who's Jimmy?
And... Yeah, that's right. And three dogs. Well, one of them is my brother's, but still, they are here at home where I live. So one of them is called Bagheera, then Mozart, and Skye.
Aww. And you guys already know that I have a dog because she gate crashes so much. And we call her Bat Dog, but her name is Belle. As in the princess, not the ding dong. Do not put that on a t-shirt, guys.
On a t-shirt.
Put your pen down. And fun fact, I was going to call her Gaga because her mother was called Lady, but my mom told me no. So there you go. I got her when I was 16. So. We old. What character would you use as your one phone call if you were arrested?
Sarah. Because I'd be out of there in a finger snap.
Yes.
I don't know. I should have thought about this because I saved all these questions, so I should have thought to read them first, but I didn't. What character would I phone if I was arrested? Maybe Snart. I feel like he could break me out without leaving a trace.
Like Prison Break?
Yeah. what character would you call in a crisis?
Crisis! Sorry, that was an insider from a panel about a different TV show, I'm sorry. who would I call in a crisis? Probably Sarah, since she's part of the crisis response team.
Me too.
I feel like you're just going to call Sarah at any given opportunity that you get, Nisi.
No, her dad is a captain of police department.
Yeah, well, I mean, but that's, fair. I think if I was in, it depends what kind of crisis I'm having, you know, if it's like a, oh my god, I need all this stuff done and I don't have it done, I might phone Nora because she's a fairy godmother and she could magic it. If it was a crisis like, oh my god, I need all my shit organized, I might phone Ava because I feel like she'd be on to that. I just clicked that. I didn't usually be able to click that finger. If it was like a crisis, like, oh my god, I've got no money left, I might phone Mick because he would just steal stuff for me. You know, I feel like they all have strengths in crises. What character would you go and get coffee with? These are good questions.
I think either Ray or Nora or both, because I could talk to Ray about musical theater and science, and to Nora about having a crappy childhood.
This is funny.
Are you gonna say Sarah?
I'm on this Ray thing about the musical theater. That's very cool. But I don't know. I actually don't think that I'm gonna say Sarah because she's such a badass and I'm just me. And I don't know what we should talk about.
You could pretend it was a coffee date with Sarah Lance.
I'm gonna say, I don't know. I'm gonna say Ray.
I am gonna go with Zari 1.0. I think she's cool. I feel like she'd be up for coffee and donuts. What character do you think would annoy you most in real life?
Ray.
I want to get coffee with him, but he's probably really annoying.
Well, I regularly get coffees with Niecy, and she annoys me sometimes too.
That's right. I know people with my happiness.
You're so cute.
I think it might be Gary.
That's fair. I could see that.
Because he follows everywhere and he shows up everywhere where he's not supposed to be, and that reminds me of my little brother and he annoys me.
I think I'm gonna go with Rip. I think Rip Hunter would be quite annoying in real life. Somebody else just, their question was, you are amazing. Yes. I don't know what to say. So yeah, I feel like that is us covering all the questions. There was a lot this week, guys. That was a lot. That was good. Thank you everybody for getting in touch and making the finale have so many questions. Yay. Before we sort of bring everything round to a close, I just want to take a second to remind everybody that this is the last episode of the podcast that you'll be receiving until, I think we said the 5th of January, where we'll start up with season 2. But throughout the month of December, you're going to have your Bebo calendar, your Bebo Day calendar, which will be videos of so many crazy and wonderful things that we've come up with. So make sure you check out Instagram and Twitter and YouTube for those episodes. Before we say goodbye, does anybody have anything they want to say about season 1 and the memories that they've made?
I love you two and all of the people who are listening so much, and I hope we can make your week a bit better.
That's sweet. I have nothing to add to this.
I maybe gonna do something controversial because these people are not necessarily a part of our team anymore, but I feel like it would be nice to just remember to give a shout out to Katie and to Yunwen, who used to be hosting with us, because they obviously helped us start up this podcast, and Yun, who stuck around for so long. They were great members of our team, so thank you to them. And I also wanted to read some of our t-shirt quotes, but I feel like Nisi should read them because you kept track of them.
Okay. Okay, let's do this. Just need to open the list that I sent you.
That's what I have right there. I got it open on my phone. I said, okay. Yeah, there's so many. There's so many.
There are. And I already got more. Can you read it? My thing is not opening.
Oh, of course I can. Okay, I'm just going to quick fire them. They're out of context. We're not going to give you the context because it makes it funnier. But here we go. Here comes the Fantabulous Elias. Spinny, spinny sword thingy in French. Moustache. No, 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 that's my spaghetti.
Wrong, it was moustache.
Moustache, that's what I said. Moustache. Maybe I should be more clear. Ava's anatomy. I could have Sarah Lamb sword me anytime. Carrie loves Jess McCallum. Yes, I do. Very much so. And guess what, guys? She freaking loves me. Sword me. I can fix you. I have some glue. I broke it. I'm broken. If it's broke, put it in the fridge. We break a lot, guys. What is this? Oh, that's a man. I have a brain fart. It's tickling my brain. Sarah Lance can pull noodle me anytime. The titmobile. I like big, how do we say this? Hoopin'?
Hoopin'.
It was two or three times bigger than it usually is. How's your tongue? Nisi, the crazy one from Planet Dwarf Star. Don't be such an ass. Kill him. Girl, why would you want to smoke a t-shirt? You get half a point. The mental illness may be chronic, but my ass is iconic. I'm very tiny, but my heart is big. Those are some of our t-shirt quotes, guys, and they are freaking awesome. And there's more. There's so much more. So yeah, by the time you get this, I think we will be towards the beginning of December. So being that this is the last podcast, I'm going to wish everybody a happy holidays, whatever holidays you do or don't celebrate. Well wishes and happy new year to everybody when that comes round. Good health and love and everything to you guys. And thank you.
Goodbye. See each other next year.
Love you.
Bye. Bebo's Legends Podcast, I la la love you too.